Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back to Ukraine. So the EU has gone against 27 individual autocrats and their families, confiscated, frozen their assets, refused them visas. They've also done it to 11 members of the Duma who voted for recognition of the two breakaway regions, and then all 351 members of the Duma who ultimately were persuaded to vote for it by the autocrats and by the 11. Now, what are some other sanctions that could be imposed short of nuclear war or American soldiers in Ukraine? I told you about the SWIFT system. We can also block Russian access to U.S. dollars. Every country wants a reserve of U.S. dollars because basically people don't trust their currencies. We can also impose export controls that take immediate effect. Nobody can send them semiconductors. Nobody can send them basic electronics that they need for their defense industry and others. Taiwan has agreed that they will follow our directive because we make and control most of them. Every country we sell them to has to obey us or they ain't going to get any more themselves. Right now, we have prevented Russia from borrowing from the West. We could also prevent them from borrowing on the secondary market. Now, if we do that, especially throw them off the SWIFT system, Putin said that's a declaration of war. I assume that we have at least diplomatically told them if he sets foot in any NATO country, that's a declaration of war because we are obligated to defend them. Did you know that Trump, when he was president, was asked, he was going on and on about NATO and he wanted to get out, and the Austrian ambassador to NATO said, well, if we are attacked by Russia, would you help defend us? And Trump said, no. That's a violation of Article 5 of the NATO treaty. If Trump gets back in as president, Putin will not only occupy Ukraine, but he will also enter Eastern Poland, Eastern Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia initially, saying they're Russian speakers there. Trump is a traitor. His party, the leadership, are traitors. And if you think I'm overstating it, let me tell you about an interview that Trump just gave yesterday. He gave it to some show that I've never heard of, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. I've never heard of Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. Apparently they have a show. Trump gave an interview. He praised Putin's invasion of Ukraine as genius and savvy. Here's what he said. I'm going to give you his words, not my words. Trump said on the show yesterday, quote, "This is genius. Putin declares a big portion of Ukraine is independent. Oh, that's wonderful. How smart is that? And he's going to go in as a peacekeeper. I knew Putin very well. I got along with him great. He liked me and I liked him. He's a tough cookie and he got a lot of great charm and a lot of pride. But he loves his country. You know, he loves his country." And then he says, well, of course, if I'd been president, Putin probably wouldn't have done it. To say that this is genius, and then he went on to say that what we need is Putin's tactics of a peacekeeper on our southern border. This guy's sick. He is sick. Josh Hawley of Missouri, who is pro-Putin and against Ukraine, is sick. So is Tucker Carlson. So is Candace Owen. So is a lot of the Republican leadership. They are sick. It's one thing to pull the stuff they've been pulling. It's another thing when war against our NATO allies is possibly imminent because Russia has borders with some of these people. Remember, Poland borders Ukraine and Belarus. Estonia borders Russia. And this guy's shooting his mouth off, thinking he's running for president, praising Putin as genius. And that's wonderful. How smart is that? He's a tough cookie. He likes me. He likes me. We need that kind of action down on our southern border. And he loves his country. You know, he loves his country. Yeah, well, Adolf Hitler said he loved Germany. He didn't love Germany. He was a butcher and a maniac. Putin is KGB, colonel in the KGB, communist to the core. You know, he even named these two breakaway republics, the People's Republic of Donetsk, the People's Republic of Luhansk. Trump shoots his mouth off, but he held up and extorted Ukraine, and he denied them $400 million in aid to defend themselves against Russia, unless they got dirt on Joe Biden. Fiona Hill said that Trump's conduct with Putin is what enabled Putin and made him dare to do this. The January 6th insurrection, the same thing. It shows division in our country. That division is fostered by Kevin McCarthy. It's fostered by Republican senators, and it's fostered by Republican congressmen who are traitors to the United States. That is about as blunt as I can put it. You've just heard Trump's words. So I think we should throw Putin off of SWIFT. We should block Russian access to U.S. dollars. We should impose the export controls, prohibit them from borrowing money on the secondary market. And we can do that now. And people say, well, you know, but Matt, what do you have in your quiver? What arrows do you have in your quiver if he keeps doing more stuff? Well, the arrows we have in our quiver if he steps into a NATO country or military. And he knows it. He has got to look like an international pariah. He has got to look like an international skunk. A skunk. This is not a human government. The Russian people are fine. I like the Russian people. I was there on a trip in 1997, St. Petersburg, Moscow. People are very smart, very good people. The lawyers that I talked to over there were great. We put on a series of talks about the American Constitution and our legal system. That was the height of the thaw, the height of detente. Yeltsin was the head guy, and they were hungry for American knowledge. Luke, you're at the mic, my friend. What's up?
Yeah, we got a text in, Matt, saying that the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show are on 450 stations across the country. They took over Rush Limbaugh's spot when he died.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, I did not know that. I did not know that. I made a point of not listening to Rush Limbaugh. And I'm going to make a point of not listening to Buck Travis and the other character. But, you know, if Trump said that on that show, yeah, let me go back to exactly what he said. He said that on that show, they must have millions of listeners then. He said about the invasion of Ukraine by Putin, quote, "This is genius. Putin declares a big portion of Ukraine is independent. Oh, that's wonderful. How smart is that? And he's going to go in as a peacekeeper. We need that at our southern border." I knew Putin very well. I get along with him great. He liked me. I like him. He's a tough cookie. Got a lot of great charm, a lot of pride. But he loves his country. You know he loves his country. This is what he's saying when Putin's going to send assassination squads in to Ukraine and kill intellectuals, government workers, clergymen, and outlaw the Ukrainian Catholic Church and destroy their culture? Is this what this idiot is saying? This is what this idiot is saying? On this Buck Travis or whatever the hell? I mean, give me a break. And this is the guy that gave the Medal of Freedom or the Presidential Medal to Rush Limbaugh at the State of the Union. Remember that? You know, this party can't be permitted to get into power. This party betrays the United States. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.